This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim. We continue in the Hakdama, and Bezus Hashem, V'siyat D'Shmaya, we hope to complete the Hakdama this morning. Thank you, everybody, for joining. We mentioned the Chofetz Chaim began his project in the year Tafresh Lamed Hei. In 1875, that's when the Chofetz Chaim began the project. That's when he had this idea, but he did not really start in earnest until the year Tafresh Mem, 1880. And that's when the Chofetz Chaim really began to dedicate his time, b'mesirus, to this project. He was not yet joined by his son and his son-in-laws. He was always taking these halachas by himself. However, whenever the Chofetz Chaim got to a difficult sugya, he would choose Avreich, a young learning man, and he would discuss it with him. And even when the Chofetz Chaim would learn himself, he would always speak out loud that his ear should hear the entire Shakla Vitaria, and he wouldn't just think. In other words, when he had a difficult issue to try to probe, he would not just think the idea, but he would articulate it, because the Chofetz Chaim would say that when a person is mesupik about something, if he merely uses his faculty of thought, he is likely to miss the target. But when he uses the faculty of speech, it's much easier to sort of determine the veracity and the yashrus of what he is learning. So let's try to continue and finish off the Hakdama. The Chofetz Chaim said, we learned yesterday, there are two main reasons why people don't learn Halach L'maisa. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch is basically a closed book, because you can't learn the Shulchan Aruch unless you know the background in the Torah. And most people can't learn the Torah because it's just too vast. And number two, it is very difficult to know what to do L'maisa, because there's so many opinions. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim says, Oid Re'isi V'Spainanti. I also saw and contemplated. Here's another thing. We know the Ber Hetev, which is one of the later commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, and every Mishnah Brura is printed with the Ber Hetev and Shaar HaTshuva on top. And we learned last Wednesday that the Chofetz Chaim really didn't need to keep the Ber Hetev and the Shaar HaTshuva on the page. But the Chofetz Chaim, in his humility, sort of did not want to monopolize the Shulchan Aruch and make, you know, other earlier commentaries obsolete. And the Chofetz Chaim, though, says that from the time, the Ber Hetev is like a likud. Ber Hetev did in his times what the Mishnah Brura did later. But says the Chofetz Chaim, from the time that the Ber Hetev wrote his commentary, and he compiled the Taz and the Magen Avraham and Oid Mefarshim and Oid Shuvais, Aratu Le'erich Me'o Shloshim Shan, it's been 130 years. Says the Chofetz Chaim, in the last 130 years, U'me'oi So'ez Aratu, from then until now, Rabu K'moy Rabu Kama Go'oinim Mefursamim Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch. There have been many, many Mefarshim. You have, in the last 130 years, the Elyo Rabba, the Mate Yehuda, the Maimer Mordechai, and many others. And even though the Shaar HaTshuva quotes, but he doesn't quote all of them, but Gam b'Shaar HaTshuva, Lo Yehuva Mehem Ki Ma'amiz Erbez Mekomis, the Shaar HaTshuva only quotes a few of them. Uvifrat Sefer HaPrima Gadim! That's another thing. The Prima Gadim wasn't invented yet in the times of the Ber Hetev. It wasn't out. Prima Gadim, Shur Sefer Nichbad Ma'oid. Prima Gadim is a very honorable work. Asher Boi Mevar B'Chosim Asimin, Yon Mechudashim L'Maisa. The Prima Gadim brings down many new ideas and many new psakim, and especially Haros of Israel, and his psakim are widespread in Klal Israel. Loi nizker kamat b'chol Shaar HaTshuva klal. The Shaar HaTshuva doesn't cite him kamat at all. Ki mibnei riboy sifri. You know why? Very simply, because the Shaar HaTshuva had to quote all the response, all the tshuva svarim. But the Prima Gadim is printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, so he didn't have to print it. Ki mibnei riboy sifri hashal se tshuva shayimuto alav lahatik, because of the heavy workload. Loi hetik mi mefarshe Shulchan Aruch hametsuyin kemat klal. He did not copy over the mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch that are available. The Samach al Ma'ayin Bam. In other words, the Shaar HaTshuva quoted the hard to get works. He didn't quote the works that are much easier to get a hold of. Gam harbe v'harbe ga'oinim mefursamim asher nespashe divreim ba'olam achar atfas Shaar HaTshuva. There are many great rabbonim who they became renowned after the Shaar HaTshuva. Who? Kamai Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Do we have anything greater than Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Derech HaChayim, who I believe was written by the Nesivos. Umagim Giboirim. Magim Gavrom was Rabbi Mordechai Ze'ev Atinga. And there's a chus to be at his kever in the city of Lvov. V'artzis HaChayim in the Malbum. I had the chus to be at his kever in Babi Yar in Kiev. V'chadoyme. Zois V'oid Acheres, another reason. Ra'isi Ba'ani V'amal Yisrael. Another thing that I see in the impoverished state of Jewish people. Ki ato kishe nitzracha adam leida izadin l'maisa she'im avar hita b'shochan aruch. Nowadays, if somebody has to look into a halacha that's not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, so nowadays, if you don't know what to do, you got to sift through the Prima Gadim, the Derech HaChayim, Chidush Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Chayyada, Machzas HaShekel, V'Rabbis Kehena, V'Ein Ketz La'amolai. What's the person supposed to do? Have 500 books on his desk? He wants to know what bracha to make on one food, and now he has to go on a research project. Asher al kein nisoyrarti v'nisachazakti, says the Chavetz Chaim, I aroused myself, I strengthened myself. B'chazdei Hashem Yisbarach, l'sakein es kolela, to fix it. Ki asisi be'ezos Hashem Yisbarach, be'er maspik l'dati ha-Shulchan Aruch hazeh. I feel that I made a commentary on Shulchan Aruch sufficient ad acher hilchos tefillah, until after hilchos tefillah, for now. That's where the Chavetz Chaim started from. And then remember, we learned on Wednesday, last Wednesday, then the Chafetz Chaim went to Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, then he came back to Chelek Beis. V'karasi shemai Mishnah Brura. I called him Mishnah Brura, Uboi Be'arti, Be'ezos Hashem Yisbarach, as called Din V'din Shulchan Aruch. And I explain every halach in the Shulchan Aruch, B'tamoi, its reason, V'nimukoi, its depth, Migamaro Paiskim, Asher lo yik, Kisefer Achosim. Now the Shulchan Aruch is an open book. Gam Be'arti, boy, B'makim Shinim, Sadeis Ben Apoiskim, Es Maskon HaZakonim. When there's a machlokes, I tell you the conclusion. La halacha called in, and if you want to know my sources, v'habeir hahu melukat mibach, the commentary is gleaned from the Bach and the Drisha and the Prisha and the Eliyahu Rabba and the Be'er Hagra and the Prima Gadim and the Berkei Yosef. That's the Chida. See, the Chavetz Chaim quoted Tzvardim. Umaymer Mordechai, Umate Yehuda, Unahar Shalom, Dagel Mervava. That's the Noida Behuda, Be'er Heitev, Shar Tshuva, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shulchan Aruch Shel Hagraz, Levushei Srad, the Levushei Srad was Rav David Ivshitz, the Shulchan Shloimai, the Derech HaChayim, the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Chayod, the Machzor Shekel, Mogi Bar, the Machzor Chaim, the Rabbis Kehin, the Gami Kama Sifrei Shalos Tshuvos. Chavetz Chaim quoted many Sifrei Shoot, many responsa. Uveshule Hayuriah on the bottom of the page, on the hem of the page. Pasachti Shar, I opened the gate, Ushmoy Sharat Sion. Sharat Sion is basically the bibliography, the sources. Boitzianti al Koldovar, Shabbatoicha Mishnah Brura. There I annotated everything found in the Mishnah Brura. Kidei Leida mi beten mi yatza pnina meilo, to know from whose belly these words came from. What's the source? Uvemakam shuisi deois bein shnei achrayim, and where I saw opinions between two achrayim, gufa beiza davar, loya yisi otzel badavar. I wasn't lazy, says the Chavetz Chaim. Milachapis bechlal sefrish achrayim. When I found the machloikis, I didn't just say, "Oh, Magen Gibarim says this, and the Matei Moshe says this." Okay, machloikis. I searched and I searched and I searched to try to compile the abundance of opinions. Milchapis bechlal sifrei shar achrayim lirois, to see el mi mikdoishim daitam poina lamaisa, to see to where do the holy opinions incline toward. Uvefrat beber hagra, and the commentary that carries the most weight of all the achrayim is the gra shehu oiran shel yisrael, he's the light of Israel. The yosed, he's the pillar, he's the peg. Shakol toleibay uchedai lahachriya hadavar. He is worthwhile to. In other words, when you have a machloikis achrayim, the gra is going to be the big decider. Now I'll tell you an amazing thing. The gra, when he wrote the Be'er HaGra, he wanted to be the arbitrator between the rishonim. He wanted to quote all the Rishonim and say, who's right, the Rashba or the Ran? And Min HaShemayim, they didn't let him do that. But that's the God, the Gra could have been Machriya among Rishonim. Gam Chipasi B'Sifrei P'Rishonim. Says Chavetz Chaim, I also try to get a hold of old, rare Svarim of Rishonim. Ulay emtsa bam davar mefarash. Maybe I'll find a Meiri or a Seferat Shumais that has Achra. Oisharaya Brewer, another proof. Ki baruch Hashem yesh li harbei sifrei rishayim. The Chafetz Chaim was very proud that he had a big library. Then the Chafetz Chaim says, Gam chibarti betzidai oid peirosh echad. I will also compile on the side another commentary, Shmoi Be'er Halacha. Boy Yevayar Ba'aruka, in it is explained at length, Kama dinim shekosad mishabura, many laws that I wrote in the mishabura, v'lo yoyim makam sharatzin levarma, I didn't have place to explain them. In other words, the Be'er Halacha is a more in-depth discussion of the Halacha, v'oid kamin yonamukam, and other deep matters. V'lo yachshoiv hama'ayin shehet takti me'apoyiskim hoya, shaloi b'miskavi nechum esasik ba'alma. Don't think, says the Chafetz Chaim, that I just copied. This one says this, and that one says that, and he says this, and I added, basically, I didn't really learn the sugyas well. I just, just copied over different opinions. No. Ki iyanti be'ezos shem b'chol simen, I delve deeply in every simen, mekorei adinim ha'rishonim, in the source of the rishonim, v'gam kemat b'chol ha'achroinim anal, and kemat I looked at every single achroin. In other words, the Chafetz Chaim examined the Bach, the Drisha, the Prisha, the Eliyahu Rabba, the Be'er Agra, the Prima Gadim, the Berkei Yosef, the Maimar Mordechai, the Mata Yehuda, the Na'ar Shalom, the Dogma, the Chavetz Chaim combed through everything. The Gam, Azarani Hashem, God also assisted me, Shehisakti as a Sefer Knesses Hagdoila. I also got the Sefer, the Knesses Hagdoila of Rav Ban Beshes. Alor Chaim v'shiurik nezak doyla v'oylas tamed ulavush with the Eliyazuta the choza hoyalil inin hataka shulchalatik is the very embatamim imukam dvarim k'tzarim kechukim. The fact that I had their sefer meant that I don't have to just copy over some little sound bite that somebody else cites. I'm able to cite them verbatim in their full length. Ki hamatik es advarim bekitzer, if you quote something in short, yuchali volim is a comical kulam, there could be many pitfalls. Levad elu adim shesguver hita mitach eza sifri shalshush shal hayabidadi. Except for, says the Chafetz Chaim, a few times there are some shalosh tshuvas I didn't have access to, and I brought it from the Be'er Hitev. Over prima gadim, ushari sram hanalo hiskiru l'inyan zeh, huchrachti latikim kumayshehu. The prima gadim and other svarim, I had to copy as they are. And the Chafetz Chaim ends off with a tefillah. Va'akava l'Hashem, I hope to God, shemitoch perushenu, that through our commentary, yiyah l'chol adam mishnasa brura b'tameh b'chol prateh, every person will have his learning. Learning means his ikar learning. Ikar learning is the learning that brings to maisa. It will be clear. Ki gamis ikrei hadinim shemitoch ha'ber hitev sh'arachuv echnasi klom b'toch mishnasi. And whatever was vital from the Be'er Hitev, I incorporate into the Mishnah Berurah. Hashem yizakeni lefarshas yaseh halachos. Hashem will be mezakemi to explain further halachos, meaning beyond chelek aleph. Shabbashulchan Aruch v'yichazik libi l'avodasai. He should strengthen my heart in his service. V'nizka l'nechamas tzion v'mhera v'yameinu amen. So Rabbi Yisai, next week is the big week, Shavua Hagadol, where we start in earnest Siman Aleph Mishnah Berurah. Rav Gedalia, we're going to make a big push. Baruch Hashem, we got off to a good start, but next week we start in earnest, and you could please invite your friends. You'll be doing them a big favor, because after all, the most beloved learning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. Have a wonderful day, and a wonderful Shabbos HaGadol, and if you find yourself in this neighborhood, you're welcome to join us for Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, an hour before Mincha. Have a great day. And as Reb Shlomo Zalman would say, Shabbos HaGadol Shalom. Kol Tov, everyone. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.